Welcome to 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. I'm so glad you're with us today. I got a great topic just to kick the new year off with. Rhythm. Are you living in rhythm with your Heavenly Father? And I want to get to that in just a minute. But first, 721 Live is the radio arm of 721 Ministries. That's 721 Ministries. Check out our website, 721ministries.org, www.721ministries.org. We are primarily a ministry that caters to businessmen, I should say, in the upstate of South Carolina, but we speak to mixed groups and we speak to churches and FCAs and teenagers and colleges. But our heart is for men and primarily businessmen, because I will tell you that a sold out man, a sold out Christian businessman is on the endangered species. They are just hard to find, and that's where our heart is. But we always talk to different groups. Our topics range across, and today I want to talk to you about rhythm. Now, my New Year's resolution is to seek more rhythm in my life. Now, I know I'm not talking about taking dancing lessons. I know a lost cause. I'm no foxtrotting or salsa for Sam. Matter of fact, when you hear the word rhythm, you do not think of Sam when that comes to mind. But I want to live in more harmony. I want to be in sync. I want to move through this life day to day with a sense of God's purpose and a sense of His pleasure. That's what I want. I want to be in rhythm with my Heavenly Father. You know, if you think about it, if you go back to all the resolutions you've made over the years, your New Year's resolutions, if you really think about it, I think they could be boiled down to wanting to be in rhythm. You might want to be in rhythm with your body. So I want to lose weight. I want to tone up. I want to get in shape. I want to have more muscle. That's just really wanting to be in rhythm with your body. Just quit fighting your body, having your body quit fighting you. You may want to be in more rhythm with your budget. I want to make more money, but I really want to save more money. I want to spend my money more wisely. I want to be a better steward with my money. You really are just seeking to be in rhythm with the money that is in your life. Or you may say, you know, I want to get along with people. I want to have more patience. That may be a New Year's resolution. I want to have more patience. Really, you're just looking to be in rhythm with the people around you. You know, to get away from the drama and the conflict and the stress that comes, the fits and starts, the being off balance with the people that you love and the people that you interact with day in and day out. All these resolutions really boil down to just wanting to be in rhythm. But now I'm beginning to realize it's really to be in rhythm with my Heavenly Father, to be in rhythm with my Savior. Now, I love to watch a great athlete in a groove. Michael Jordan just playing in, almost in a zone. Larry Bird, Joe Montana is the 49ers quarterback. You know, you're watching tennis and you're watching these guys that are just so smooth and they just get in a rhythm. You watch Tiger Woods playing golf and you can just, or Jack Nicklaus, and you know when it clicks in. I remember playing a lot of basketball in my life, and you could be on fast breaks, and you're playing with guys you've played with for years, and they know what you're going to do, and you know what they're going to do, and nobody has to, you don't have to dictate it, you don't have to look at each other, you just know, because you're playing in a rhythm. Now you think back to Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dancing across the stage, gliding across the stage. It's just witnessing just beauty in motion, and you can just sense the ease with which they're moving. They're not counting their steps. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. They're not forcing it. It's just grace. And it always tickles me. Ginger was doing it in 4-inch heels, and we didn't really appreciate that back then. Recently, I was watching Davidson basketball. Stephen Curry, he was just so smooth. He's just silky smooth, but he was struggling. He was out of sync. He was really, you could just tell he was working at it, and nothing was working right for him. He had a 6'5 defender in his face the whole time. Then suddenly, he hit a long jump shot. And you could just sense his groove was coming back. His motions up to now had been kind of jerky and forced. All of a sudden, he's becoming fluid and natural. And he was just in rhythm. And his moves became just almost effortless. And the defenders that up to now had been causing him all kind of trouble, suddenly they didn't even seem like they were on the floor. It's like he didn't even know they were there. He was playing his game, not being dictated to by what they were doing. He was in a zone. He had found his rhythm. Now, is that your life? Do you feel a sense of balance and ease in your life? Are you walking and working in harmony with God? Or are you, like so many of us, doing well at times, you know, not so well at other times? And what is really the controlling factor there? Well, it's your circumstances. Your circumstances are dictating your moods, and it's sort of like Stephen Curry's defenders. You know, at the beginning when he's out of rhythm and he's having to work at it, they are dictating what he does on the basketball court. But then when he moves into his own groove and gets in rhythm, they disappear. And so would our circumstances if we are moving in rhythm with our Heavenly Father, if we understood what Jesus wanted for us in that. I got to tell you now, I really want you to hear this. There is a rhythm that you can have in this life. Even amongst the jerky and unpredictable circumstances that come at us, that come at us from all angles, you can have a rhythm in this life. It's there to be had. I got to tell you, I'm actually living it right now. I feel a real sense of God's presence on a day-to-day basis. I sense His desire for me. I sense when He doesn't want me to go in a certain direction. That isn't not to say that I always get it right or that I don't take my own, I don't decide what I'm going to do. But I know it. I sense it. And you can have that too. But like, it's just like an exceptional athlete or a musician or an artist. You cannot get this rhythm solely by your own effort. It's God-given, those type of talents. And our New Year's resolutions will only take us so far. We need help. You cannot do it on your own. Yes, it is important to take your own responsibilities and be prudent and do the things you know that God wants you to do and to follow Him and seek Him. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But you cannot do it by yourself. We need help. You know, Jesus, I just love this passage. And I think it means so much if we would just listen to His words in recorded in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, where He says, "Come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened. Look, I know you're worn out. Come to Me. And I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." See, that's really what we're all trying to find in this world, is rest for our souls. Soul rest. "Come to Me when you're weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, for My yoke is easy and My burden is light." But listen to the way Eugene Peterson translates this in the Message. I just love this because I really believe it captures what Jesus is saying to us. "Come to Me. Get away with Me, and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest," Jesus says. "Walk with Me and work with Me. Watch how I do it." Now listen to this. "Learn the unforced rhythms of grace." Is that not beautiful? Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. You think about Jesus and the way He moved through this life. It was not herky-jerky. It was not fits and starts. It was not drama and intention with the people around Him, except the ones He couldn't, you know, the ones that were against Him. No, He moved through life with an ease, an unforced rhythm of grace. "Keep company with Me," Jesus says, "and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." Now, I got to ask you, do you have that in your life? Do you feel like you're moving with an unforced rhythm of grace? Do you feel like you're in harmony with Jesus, that you're in harmony with your Heavenly Father? Do you feel like you're learning to live freely and lightly? Because I doubt it, quite frankly. Because most of us are not anywhere close to that. We are being dictated to by our circumstances, by the way people act around us and towards us. We're out of rhythm. We don't have that harmony, and it's there to be had. Jesus says, "Look, walk with Me. Work with Me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I've got it for you. Keep company with Me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." You see, when we're out of rhythm, we know it. You know it. I know it. It doesn't feel right. Life is herky-jerky. Our relationships are herky-jerky. Our focus is scattered. Worry, anxiety, impatience, addictions, or whatever they are. I mean, it could even be golf. It could be work. It doesn't have to be a drug, although that and alcohol, that can get us. Greed, lust. See, they become our dance partners, and they have the lead. They are leading us, and we are just following, and we're counting our steps. You know, and listen to this. Satan rushes, God guides. Satan will rush you. God will guide you. When you're in rhythm with your Heavenly Father, when you're in rhythm with Jesus Christ as your Lord, or He's got to be your Savior first, but then more and more He becomes the Lord of your life, the one in charge of your life, the one you want to be in charge of your life, He guides you. Satan will rush you. When you're out of rhythm, instead of sensing God's direction and the flow of His Spirit, moving through you and guiding you and prompting you to do this and pulling you back and saying, no, not there. No, over here. When you're out of that, it's like counting your dance steps. It's like, if I don't, it won't. 1, 2, 3. What should I do next? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Is this God's will for me or is that God's will for me? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Will God get mad at me if I do this? 1, 2, 3. Is this the wrong thing to do or is this the right thing to do? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. We're just counting ourselves. What will others think? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. You're just counting your steps, and that is not the life that Jesus Christ has for you. It's not the life He wants, and it's not the life He can give you when He puts your Holy Spirit into you, inside of you, when the Holy Spirit indwells you, and when you allow that Holy Spirit then to move through your life, when Jesus is your Lord. You know, we say, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and we just throw that out. We don't even think about what it means. He's not your Lord first. He's your Savior first, and then more and more as you go through life, He becomes the Lord of your life. But if you don't let Him, He will not force that on you, and you will live a herky-jerky, out-of-rhythm life with no sense of ease, no sense of balance. You're counting your steps. You're wondering, what does God want me to do next? You know, what's God's will for me? I was invited to speak at an FCA conference a couple of years ago, and we could bring our own topic. We gave them the topic in advance, and I said, well, I'm going to talk on how to know God's will. And then they must have had 500 or 600 college kids there, and they broke us up into 10 different classes, and each class was 35 minutes, and they could choose which class they went to first, second, and third. Each one of my classes, you couldn't get enough people in. I mean, they were coming out of the doorways. There were not enough chairs in there. Because everybody wants to know how to know God's will for my life. Everybody wants to know that. And I see it in Scripture that Jesus says, you don't have to be constantly asking that question. I'll show you what it is. You'll know what it is. Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, brothers, I urge you, in view of God's mercy, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. That's your spiritual act of worship. Now listen to what he says next. What God is saying to you next. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to. Now listen to the promise. Then you will be able to test and approve God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's a little clumsy in the language translation. What it's really saying is then you will know God's will. You'll know what He wants for you when you are transformed by renewing your mind, by following Him, by getting closer. Again, we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. What I want you to hear is that you can move through this life in rhythm with your Heavenly Father, with Jesus Christ, with those around you, with what's going on in your life. Not the herky-jerky, not the fits and starts, not the drama, not the tension, not the worry, not the anxiety, not the greed, not the lust, not the what will I do next, or what does God want from me, or is this okay, or if I don't do it, it won't happen, and I got to take control. What will others think about me? You know, is this God's will? Will He get mad at me? Well, you're just counting your dance steps. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. And believe me, I know what it's like to count dance steps. And I mean literally count them, and because I have no rhythm. And so I'm out there counting my dance steps, and it's pathetic. Nobody, Fred and Ginger, are not counting their dance steps. Whether you like Michael Jackson or not, he is one heck of a dancer, and he's not out there counting his dance steps. He's moving through life, the unforced rhythms of grace. You can have that. Jesus says, come to me. Get away with me, and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. See, that's what I want for my life. And I've actually got a taste of that now. I mean, why would I be surprised if I follow Him? He will show it. He promises that. You can have that too. We'll be back for the second half of the show. I want to talk more about walking in rhythm. What does it look like? We'll be right back. Welcome back to 721 Live. This is the second part of the show. I'm Sam Hunter, and I'm so glad you joined us. I just want you to block out any distractions you've got going. I know there's different things that are coming at you, and there's more to do today. But if you will block those distractions out and just listen for what your Heavenly Father will say to you. It might not even be the words I say. But he'll always speak to our hearts when we open up and we're willing to listen. We're talking today about rhythm. And what does it mean to live in rhythm, to walk in rhythm with your Heavenly Father? And it is what life is all about on this planet with our Heavenly Father. It's there to be had. You can have it, but most of us are missing it. Now, you know, if you're not in rhythm, if you're not flowing with your Heavenly Father, then it's like counting your dance steps. And even if you're, let's take this into your spiritual journey, and you're trying to do religion. You're trying to do church. And maybe you're trying really hard, and maybe even with a lot of sincerity. You do that, you take that route, and you'll experience the same struggle, the same sense of struggle. It becomes not so much good news that Jesus says, I've got good news for you. That's what gospel means, good news. I've got good news for you. Well, if you're not in rhythm, if you're counting your dance steps, even religiously, then it's more like challenging news. It's more like news that means you have to work really hard. But truly, the more you replace trying to do religion with trying to be in a relationship, not trying, looking to be in that relationship, the smoother the ride. You know, in anything you do, sports, hobbies, work, anything you do, if you're trying to focus on all the rules and not the big picture, not understanding the relationship side of it. If you're in sports and you're saying, you know, I remember when I was trying to learn how to play golf and I gave it up. But I was sitting there and I'd get over the club and the instructor said, okay, straighten your left arm out. No, not that straight. All right, no, a little more straight. All right, now arch your back. No, don't arch it that much. Now spread your legs out. All right, sit up. No, drop you behind. No, not quite that much. And the whole time I'm going, I can't swing a club like this. I cannot hit a golf ball with all of these rules that you're putting on me. And then my good friend Patrick Maloney, who is an excellent golfer, comes along and says, Sam, just relax. Think of yourself as moving with a pendulum that just drops down over the ball and relax. Yes, you need to keep a straight left arm to a degree, but don't let that be your focus. You cannot play golf thinking about all those details. You know, I was watching a public speaker not too long ago, and obviously he, bless his heart, didn't have a lot of experience, and someone had said, make sure you maintain eye contact with the audience. So he would read from his notes, and then he would look up, and he'd stare at one part of the audience, and then look back down at his notes, and he'd look back up, and he'd look at another part of the audience, and I wanted to go, oh, please, don't even bother. Poor guy was trying to follow the rules of public speaking, but he didn't really have any rhythm going with him. It's hard. It makes it difficult to do, and we don't have to do that. That is exhausting. That's exhausting. So how do we get this rhythm? How do we find this rhythm in life with our Heavenly Father? Well, I've got three words for you, and I want you to try to remember these three words. Surrender, seek, and saturate. Surrender, seek, and saturate. Surrender my claim to my right to myself. Oswald Chambers, in his his devotional, he pounds that over and over. I have to surrender. I have to give up my claim to my right to myself. I have to surrender my claim that things must go my way, the way I had decided they have to go. They got to go that way. I got to give that up. I got to surrender my idea of how things are supposed to work out. You see, when we are in that kind of self mode, governed by self, driven by self, we simply cannot, we will not find any true rhythm in this life because self is guiding us. Actually, it goes back to that same saying we said earlier, Satan rushes, God guides. Self will rush you, it will push you, it will control you. But when you're willing to surrender that, it doesn't mean that you don't want things to go the way you want them to go. It doesn't mean that you don't work for things to go the way you would plan them to go. It just means you surrender the outcome of that. Now, this thing about self-driving us and getting us out of rhythm, be careful and be aware. You may be able to fool yourself and say, well, I really only care about these other people. Like I'm concerned and worried for my children or my loved one, my husband or my wife. But be careful because there's so typically and so often an element in there that what you're really worried about is if it doesn't go well for them, then it doesn't go well for you. And you're, I'm sure, worried about them and concerned for them, but oftentimes there's self in there. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to follow me, you must deny, and listen to what he says. He says, he must deny himself. He didn't say you have to deny yourself things. Not necessarily. You may. There may be something you don't even want anymore, but you have to deny self to start with. If you want to follow Jesus, if you want to be my disciple, you have to surrender my claim to my right to myself. Otherwise, you'll never find that rhythm. So surrender, seek, saturate. Seek. In the passage we're looking at, Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. See, we have to seek. After we surrender, then we have to seek Him. We have to look to spend time with Him. We have to look for Him. And you know what? You have to want Him to be Lord of your life. You cannot seek Him unless you really want Him to be Lord of your life. You know, when we're trying to make it work our way, that's just exhausting. Counting those dance steps. Look around you. We live in a tired world. We live in a stressed out world. And certainly we see that on the secular side, but I see it in the religious world. And I use religious specifically because in a relationship, I hope that it's not an exhausting relationship with Jesus. Jesus says, I've got a real rest for you. When you follow me, see, it's so counter to what we normally think of when we think of religion. Religion is working our way towards God, trying to work our way up towards Him. Relationship is moving into that harmony, that rhythm. You know, I hear people say, being a Christian's hard. Really? I mean, certainly anytime you try to raise the level of your life and the level of excellence in your life, there's going to be more responsibility. There's going to take more. There's more to it than that, of course. But is it really hard? Do you think that Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, when they're gliding across the stage, would say this is hard? When you see Tiger Woods playing great golf, would you think he'd say this is hard? Michael Jordan, any of the great athletes you see today, any of the great dancers, this is hard? No, it's not hard. They have first surrendered. They are now seeking to be the best, and they are saturating themselves with their sport or with their hobby or with their dance. They are saturating, and that's the next word. Remember, surrender, seek, saturate. Jesus says, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And when you separate your life from the secular and the spiritual, from work and church, from our time and God's time, you're not saturating yourself with Jesus. You're back to counting steps. But the more we soak up and absorb what Jesus has to say and what He brings to life, and the more we soak that up into our whole lives, the more we saturate ourselves with Him, not separating the spiritual and the secular, the more He absorbs us into His life. You know what He says in the last night with His disciples, John 15:5, if you abide with me, and I abide with you, you will produce much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You will have no rhythm apart from Him. But when you saturate yourself with Him, as you go through your normal day, working, growing, learning, doing whatever it is that you do each day, which is the prudent part of living, but bringing Him into that, bringing Him into your life, not doing a quick Bible reading in the morning and then moving off and forgetting Him, but seeking Him, surrendering to Him, saturating yourself with Him. That's how you find that rhythm in life. That's what Jesus has to offer. But you will not find it if you separate your secular life and your spiritual life. And quite frankly, you really cannot do that. That's just an invention of our own terminology. Your life is a spiritual life. If you decide to ignore that, you're just stepping yourself out of rhythm, and you're counting your dance steps as you go through the day. If I don't, it won't. What will I do next? What is God's will for me? Will God get mad at me if I do this? Or is this the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? Or what will others think about me? You're just counting your steps. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Jesus says, no. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I have this for you. You can get this with me. You remember Diana Ross when she sang, and she was pretty close to getting it right. She just had the wrong person. I say person. You know, when she has that song, I Hear a Symphony. She says, whenever you're near, I hear a symphony. Each time you speak to me, I hear a tender rhapsody. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony. What I want for you in this year, what I want for your spiritual journey, what I want for me is that this will be the year that you surrender and you saturate and you seek the symphony that is Jesus. That you find that symphony in life, that beautiful music that He has for us, that you stop counting your dance steps and you find the unforced rhythms of grace. Jesus has that for us. We cannot get it on our own. We want to surrender, saturate, seek His symphony of this life. I hope you'll take this to heart. I hope you'll think about this. Thanks for being with us today. Don't forget our website, 721ministries.org. God's blessings and grace and peace to you. So long. I hope to see you next week.